English Show.
You're listening to The Right Radio.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Get ready. Hold on to your hat.
Strap on your seatbelt.
Fasten your seatbelt.
Hold on to your hat.
Get ready for the ride of your life.
The show with no
name time.
Welcome aboard! Welcome aboard! That's right! It's time for the non-stop rocket ship to wherever you want to go! Nacho, tell them what it's called!
Ooh, it's a show with no
name. Conecta con nosotros en Twitter, arroba IM Alberto Alonso. Participa a través de la app de Vaughan Radio. Y no te olvides los viernes seguirnos en Facebook Live.
The show with no name.
That's right, my amigos. It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughan Radio, where we've been for the last 11 years. Now, Vaughan Radio's been here for about 14 or 15, but this show has been on the air for 11 years, going on 12. Going on is y vamos para 12. So, thank you. Thank you so much, guys, for being here with us. And when I say us, it's, you know, I'm not here alone. I'm here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
Nacho Macho Man. I've got to be a Nacho Man.
That's right. Nacho in the house, guys, on this awesome Tuesday. Why do I say awesome? I'm American. That's what we say. That's one of our favorite words. Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, guys, I hope you are ready for an amazing show. We've got so much to do today. In fact, I'm going to start off by telling you guys about a special offer right now, a special deal that I didn't even know about. You see, I learn about stuff, too, from following Vaughn on social media. So if you're not doing that now, guys, follow me. Follow Vaughn on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. This way you get content. You find out about special deals such as this one and all that fun stuff. So now this is for people who have a Kindle. All right. Kindle is the Amazon reader. I'm sure many of you guys know that. De hecho, by the way, the word Kindle means something. To kindle a fire is to start a fire. Prender, encender, right? To start a fire, to kindle it. So there you go. Todos sabéis la palabra kindle, pues tiene otro uso. When it's cold outside and you have a fireplace, una chimenea, well, you want to kindle that fire. So if you guys are Kindle users, if you, kindlers, whatever they're called, and you don't have, this book is the remilk Well, today you can get it on Kindle Flash. It's for €1.80. So that's under €2. I just retweeted the tweet. So if you guys are on Twitter, you can take a look at it. It's not This Book is the Milk. It's the follow-up book to This Book is the Milk, which is This Book is the Re-Milk. Now, it's originally $5.95, so that is an 87% discount. So if you were ever thinking of getting any of my books and you have Kindle, now remember, this is the Kindle version. It's not the paperback version, como decimos, paperback. This is on Amazon Kindle, okay? Under €2, €1.80, and This Book is the Re-Milk could be yours. So I just wanted to let you guys know, in case you were interested. Also, guys, wanted to drop our phone number for you, too, if any of you guys want to find out, because now's the time, if you're thinking about summer camps, you know, any of our summer impacts, which some of my favorite things we do here. Well, now's the time to start planning that, because our spots fill up in the United States and Canada, and even here, our day camps in Madrid. So if you want to get more information, remember to stop by any of our Vaughn centers. We're in Madrid, Las Tablas, Alicante, Barcelona, Bilbao, Valladolid, Valencia, Vigo, Santander, and Zaragoza. I think I got everybody there. If you want more information, you can stop in to one of the stores. Just Google us. You'll find our address. Contact us on social media, which many people do as well, if that's easier for you. And lastly, the one that people don't use as much, but hey, some people still love talking on the phone, and that is 911-133-5833. That's the Vaughn radio number for general information. All right, so there we go, guys. Awesome stuff. Let's take a look over here. Now, Ruben just gave me his email address here on Twitter. Ruben, that's a no-no. You're not supposed to put your personal info on Twitter, on social media. So, Ruben, I don't know if you did that on purpose, but delete that tweet. You don't want to share your email address with everyone, all right? Javier checking in. He says, good morning, lovers of the best Englishman, the show with no name. Well, I'm not really an Englishman. I'm an American, but I know what you mean. Yo te entiendo. There's my dad checking in. What's up, Dad? Good morning. He says, good morning, Nacho, Alberto, and friends from New York. It's a lovely day to enjoy. Well, Dad, that's the right attitude. And a lot of people tell me, Alberto, you know, where do you get your positivity from? Where do you get your, you know, that that positive outlook, right? You guys know the word outlook, right? Microsoft Outlook, right? An outlook is a perspective, right? An attitude, right? So where do I get my positive outlook from? Well, I think you just saw it there, my dad. He's always been a positive person. And you know what? You know, when people say, oh, he's too optimistic, or this guy's too positive. Well, you know what? I would rather go towards that end than be too negative. So, you know, because that the hardest part in life, as we know, is not, you know, doing it. It's that balance between everything, right? So if you're going to teeter both ways, I'd rather go towards the positive side than the negative side. See what I mean? So I would rather be over positive than over negative. And the same with anything like that, you know, I'd rather, you know, think positive than think about, oh, all the bad things that can happen. So, but hey guys, it's not easy. You have to convince yourself. Sometimes, you know, we all have bad days. We all go through hardships. Hardships are problems. Another way to say problems, hardships. But it's how we deal with them that makes, our character, that makes, who we are. So guys, great to have you all on board. Mercedes is checking in, or as we say in English, we pronounce it Mercedes. Yeah, I swear to God, Mercedes. So Mercedes says, Hello from Lyon, France. Oh, wow. How beautiful. Lyon, France. Lovely area. Nice to listen to you. Thank you very much, Mercedes. And thank you for tuning in and choosing Vaughn Radio and the show with no name as one of your places to learn English. And as I said, guys, after the show with no name, you always have Ximena, who's got a lovely accent, by the way, British accent, and just tons of energy as well. Another positive person, person with a positive outlook. Before us, you got a really strict teacher. Before the show with no name, you got Fitz. You got the creme de la creme. And then kicking off the morning, it's Richard Vaughn. So you guys, I'm telling you now, if you spend mornings, okay, afternoons too, why not? I'm just talking about mornings because that's when I'm here. But if you just tune in from 7:30 a.m. until, you know, 2 p.m., 2:30, you've got like some of the best English teachers in Spain. And I don't include myself. You know, I'm saying it more for my colleagues, for my boss. You know what I mean? So I hope, and I know, I don't hope, I know that you guys are making the most of that. So kudos to you guys for, you know, taking these messages and taking these programs, taking these videos, taking this content and really, you know, taking it to the next level, as we say in English, no, llevando, y no digo de, esto no solo lo usamos en cuanto a inglés, you know, taking it to the next level is, you know, improving, evolving. And those are great words, improvement. Right. Evolution. Right. OK, so Christina, there's Christina. What a great student she is. Speaking of France, she was in France last week for her birthday. See, guys, I know your social calendars better than mine. I tell you, I swear, I asked my wife six times yesterday, do you have a doctor's appointment today? And she's like, no. It's tomorrow. So, Christina, look at that. I know your social calendar better than my own. She says, good morning, Alberto, Nacho, and listeners. Happy Tuesday. Y como me encanta, Nacho, ver ese Tuesday con mayúscula. Es un detalle. Y Richard dice que soy un poco cabrón con eso. He's like, tío, eres un poco. I'm like, pero es que es algo básico, you know? I had to imagine that. Richard telling me that I need to be more lenient. And I said, no, no way. I'm going to insist that things that must be capitalized, because, as you know, Richard doesn't focus on written English. But here on this show, we have spelling bees. We do have you guys writing to us. So I want you guys to practice proper pronunciation. You know, when you're tweeting at us, you know, because normally it's informal. It's Twitter. It's, you know, chat. It's, but this is an English class. So I'm going to insist, and really, I hate to be a stickler. You know, a stickler is somebody who says, these are the rules. I hate to be a stickler, but use periods. Use exclamation points at the end of your sentences. You know, it's pretty simple. It just takes another micro or nanosecond, really, to do. So let's not be lazy. And there's my pep talk. Siempre os doy una charla para motivar, right? A pep talk. Let's see. Diego Alonso, Dad, you're on fire today. He says, I just got Kindle. Thanks. Well, Dad, take advantage of this one-time offer and get this book, Is the Re-Milk, for under €2, right? There's Vero checking in. Vero, what a superstar student she is. She says, good morning, my dearest radio duo in the whole wide world. Ready to rock with two of the best people I've ever had the pleasure to meet. Chocolate kisses. Nacho, they're going to make us cry today over here. You know, I'm telling you guys, because Nacho, you feeling the love? Can you feel the love tonight? Yeah, we're feeling it, guys. Thank you. Thank you so much. Really, you make our jobs so amazing and so rewarding. Gratificante. I have to say, you know, you guys, the students, make our jobs just really a dream come true. So thank you. Thank you for that. I could never thank you enough. Mohamed, there's a, wow, what a grateful student, agradecido, an appreciative, a grateful student. He says, good morning, Alberto. Please, can you spill the beans about your never ending full of beans? Okay. I like what you did there. It's a little wrong, but I like what you did. I had you in double trouble. To spill the beans, great expression, is to tell a secret or to give the information. Oh, come on. I won't say anything. Spill the beans. Right? Derrame las aves. Or habichuelas. I don't know how you... Beans. All right? Habas. I don't know. But can you please spill the beans? To spill the beans. And he says, you are full of beans, right? We use that with the verb to be. To be full of beans means to have energy. So Mohammed already working on some double troubles over there. All right. Well, guys, we've got a lot to do on today's show. We're going to have tons of fun. I'm going to have you guys participating as always. So let's kick off with a section where we listen to famous people speaking and you guys tell me what's being said. It's time for Say What?
Say what? What?
That's right, amigos. It's the Say What soundbite. And, well, as always, I want you guys to tell me two things here. The most important thing is the text, what the person is saying, right? So I want you to, and I don't want you to paraphrase. Ayer alguien dijo algo acerca de tal y lo otro. I don't want you to paraphrase. I think it's a good skill. Es una buena habilidad. But that's not the exercise. The exercise is verbatim. As we say, usamos la palabra en latín, verbatim, okay? Do not paraphrase. That's another exercise, okay? So I want to know exactly what this person is saying, and I also want to know who the person is. But remember, the most important part is the first part, all right, guys? So you're going to hear this four times throughout today's show. This is the first.
I was living with my mom, and, you know, at that time, her idea of what my future was going to be didn't agree with my idea. So I decided to leave and go spend some time at my aunt's house, which happened to live two houses down from Cube. And that's how we met.
Whoa. Is this guy rapping or is that a rap? I mean, let's say this. The guy speaks pretty clearly, right? He's got a little kind of an accent thing going on. I notice a little accent of sorts, but I think the guy's a clear communicator. I think we can say that about him. But at the end, he really speeds up a lot. Acelerar, right? To speed up. The verb to speed is an irregular verb. So do you guys know it? Every day I speed, right? Exceso de velocidad, if we say it in coche, right? Me paso de velocidad. Every day I speed. Yesterday I... sped. Very good. One E, not two. And the last column is sped again. So it's speed, sped, sped. All right? Now, I don't expect anybody to get it after the first go because that's a lot of text. I'm looking at it over here. And there's, you know, it's almost a full paragraph over there. So don't worry. You'll hear it, as I said, another three times for a grand total of four listens. All right. So let's move on because we've got a lot to do still. And I think it's time for our spelling bee. Now, as always, I'm going to give you six words and I want you guys to tell me what the six words are. These are last names, apellidos. So what does that mean? That means they will start with a capital letter, or another way to say a capital letter is an uppercase letter, right? You say mayúscula. All right. Now, it's interesting. I thought about it the other day. The word, you say minúscula is, no, cuando es pequeño, right? Minúscula. Well, do you want to know something? We don't call it minuscule or, right? We don't call it. We call it lowercase, right? But we do use the word minuscule. And for us, the word minuscule, dilo conmigo, means very small, minuscule. Piénsalo, mini, minuscule. Aha! De ahí viene la palabra mini. I don't know. No sé. Pero bueno. Cuela, ¿eh? Sounds good to me. Sounds like that works okay to me, you know? All right, well, guys, I'm going to do this twice. The first time I'm going totally native speed for you guys who are just, you know, superstars. And the second time I'll slow down a little bit so we get some more people participating. All right, you ready, folks? Here we go. The first last name is H-O-F-F-M-A-N. The second one is R-U-B-I-N. The third one is D-E-L-L-I-N-G-E-R. The next one is H-A-Y-D-E-N. The fifth one is F-R-O-I-N-E-S. And the last one is W-E-I-N-E-R. Ouch. Woo, mucho A-E-I. Ay, que yo sé que esas son las chungas, eh? I know those are the ones that confuse people. The A, the E, and the I. But learn it the same way you learned it in Spanish. A-E-I-O-U, right? A-E-I-O-U. You have to learn it the same way. You know, I always tell people, too, another easy way to remember it is how do you say ojo? Ojo is eye, right? Okay, well, la I latina tiene un ojo. So how do you say I latina? Eye. Ahí está, right? Piensan también en la frase, I am Alberto. I am a teacher. I, pues ahí está. Porque yo entiendo que hoy es I y quieres poner eso. Pero tienes que romper, we got to break that habit, because that's, as I said, in as far as my experience, I think these are the biggest mistakes when it comes to spelling, right? Cristina, she says, oh my God, Alberto, you're the re-milk. Thank you very much. Ahora, en inglés eso es un poco vulgar, digamos, you're the shit. It is la mierda, that's right. But you, we can also say one that you guys say too, you're the bomb. La bomba, right? Just remember, la B, la segunda B, es muda. So it's bomb. Rima con mom. Siempre te digo la frase, my mom is the bomb. All right, let's see the first person to participate, Mr. Houses. But Mr. Houses, I see a mistake over there already. I think there's just one, but check your last word, man. The last word is wrong. Paloma, let's take a look at Paloma over here. Okay, Paloma, you got all six last names and what they had in common. Give it up. Un aplauso. Give it up for Paloma. Wow. Holy cow. Perfect. All six. And she even figured out. It gave her time to look up, what do these names have in common? And you found it. Wow. Great job, Paloma. Unbelievable. Let's see. David Soler. David, you got all the words right. You got all the names right. Excellent job. You didn't put what they have in common, but that's not as important. Let's see. Oh, Efren, have a nice day. You too. And check your third one, Efren. Your third one is a little bit off. Let's take a look. We've got Jayster. Jayster got all six names and the commonality, the common thread. Sue, let's see. Sue, check your second to last one. La penultima. Sue, there's a mistake there. Don't worry, I'm telling you guys, because we're going to do them again. So, you know, try and correct your mistake there. Let's see. It looks like Fran Javier as well. Wow, guys, really impressive. Very impressive stuff. All right, well, let's take a look. I'm going to give you these words again. We got H. Veronica, Teresa. Wow, guys, really impressive. All right, well, here we go. We're going to have even more people figure it out now because we're going to slow down just a little bit. The first word is H-O-F-F. M-A-N. The second word is R-U-B-I-N. The third word is D-E-L-L-I-N-G-E-R. The next word is H-A-Y-D-E-N. D-E-N. The next word, the second to last. Second to last is penultimo. Se puede decir penultimate, pero en Estados Unidos no se usa mucho, eh? We would say second to last. So the second to last one is, otra vez, muchos vocales aquí, F-R-O-I-N-E-S. And the last one, also a lot of vowels. Remember, no se llaman vocals, sino vowels. The last one is W-E-I-N-E-R. All right, I slowed down considerably, right? I slowed down considerably. All right, so I've got Teresa, I've got H. Veronica. Sue says, are they activists? Well, we're going to find out what these people have in common when we come back, my amigos. But I can't believe it. We've already flown through the first half of, not the first half, the first quarter of today's program. No tan rápido. We still got so much more to go. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
You're listening to The Right Radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Debido a la demanda, ampliamos la oferta en el nuevo catálogo de programas en el extranjero para niñas y niños. Solo hasta el 28 de febrero. No dejes pasar esta oportunidad para que tus hijos disfruten de una experiencia única con Vaughan. Infórmate en el 917-00-1199. 91-700-1199.
Al entrar en el mercado laboral, lo único que cuenta es ser más atractivo que otros candidatos, gozar de mayor estimación. Y el aspecto que más impacta a una empresa cuando mira a un candidato joven es su nivel de inglés. Si es muy alto, es contratado. Si no lo es, pues no, aunque sea el número uno de su promoción. Nuestro MIP, nuestro Máster en Inglés Profesional, resuelve este tema para el candidato. El Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Llámenos 911-33-5833. 911-33-5833.
¿Cómo tú ves tanta pasión en lo que hacen, tanta dedicación? Porque luego tienes, a lo largo del máster, tienes feedbacks con ellos. Y ellos te dicen exactamente cuáles son tus puntos débiles, cuáles son tus fortalezas, cuáles son tus weaknesses, debilidades, ¿no? ¿Sabes? Y cuando ves a alguien que hace con tanta pasión algo, no te viene tan natural decepcionarle. Porque si tú ves a alguien que da el 100%, a mí por lo menos no me viene como decepcionarte así. Es una cuestión de respeto que luego se desarrolla y se ve también con los compañeros, cuando, sobre todo en un método tan dinámico, tan drilling class, pam, 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 maravilloso.
La motivación desde el primer minuto hasta el último es un factor importante, pero no el único. La excelencia de nuestros profesores, nuestros maestros de toda la vida, esos que hacían que el resto de tu vida sintieses verdadera pasión por aquella asignatura. Así son nuestros profesores del Máster en Inglés Profesional. ¿Por qué no llamas? ¿Vas a perder esta oportunidad? 911-33-5833. 911-33-5833. Llama y solicita gratis tu prueba de nivel. 911-33-5833.
¿Te sientes orgulloso de ti mismo? Porque tú lo puedes hacer.
Con el Máster en Inglés Profesional puedes conseguir lo que quieras. Tú lo puedes hacer.
Lo que me ha proporcionado este máster es sobre todo confianza en mí mismo, no sentir terror cuando un anglo intenta hablar conmigo. Bueno, pues tengo un mayor dominio de las estructuras gramaticales, un mayor entendimiento, gracias pues a los diferentes aspectos que se tratan durante el máster. Trabajas tanto en gramática como en listening, en speaking. Al final acabas dándote cuenta que dominas todos estos aspectos claves para poder comunicarte.
No importa lo que hayas estudiado, no importa a qué te quieras dedicar. Hagas lo que hagas, vas a necesitar el inglés. Haz un máster que realmente merezca la pena. Haz el máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Máster en inglés profesional.
Además, ahora fíanciate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupovaughan.com.
¿Conoces ya tu nivel de inglés? ¿Quieres conocer tu nivel de inglés para hacer el máster en inglés profesional? Llámanos 911-335833. Conoce tu nivel 911-335833.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to... That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You know it. It's the Show with No Name 2.0, and it's 11.02 a.m. That's right, a.m. And you know what? Just talking about these initials over here. You know what I discovered the other day, Nacho? I had no idea that you guys say B.C. before Christ as A.C. and A.D. Anno Domini, it's Latin, for after Christ. You say A.D. D.C. Después de Cristo. So you basically say A.C.D.C. That's freaking awesome. I had no idea that, like, to talk about the years in Spanish. I've been living here for 15 years. I've been speaking your language for 41 since I could speak. And I never realized that your frickin' years are AC/DC. That's frickin' awesome. Ours are BC, before Christ, and then AD, which is, as I said, a Latin term, Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord. So once Christ is born, if you're into that. So, guys, we've got so much participation today. I am just, wow, I'm overwhelmed at how many people are participating. It's great to see so many people learning English with us here on the Show with No Name. All right, well, what we need to do is, before we correct and look at our spelling bee, we need to listen to our Say What soundbite for the second time. So, Nacho, give it to us.
I was living with my mom, and, you know, at that time, her idea of what my future was going to be didn't agree with my idea. So I decided to leave and go spend some time at my aunt's house, which happened to live two houses down from Cube. And that's how we met.
All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Some of that's going to be tough. There are a couple words in there that I think are going to make you guys sweat a little bit. Mito participated here at the last minute in the spelling bee. And he goes, never is too late. Me gusta, pero decimos better late than never. Mejor tarde que nunca. So, Mito, don't worry. In fact, there are some people who participate at 10 p.m. I'm sleeping, but because I go to sleep early. But I believe in the early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Okay, I'm not wealthy. And I'm not wise, so... And I don't think I'm the healthiest guy, so I don't know if that's really working. let's see. Christina says, sorry, I only said the re-milk because of your book. Oh, I know you were just joking. I just wanted to let you guys know how you really say that in English. So, yeah, you're the shit. It's different than saying you're shit, right? You're the shit. You're awesome. You're the bomb, right? A lot of different ways to say it. We don't say you're the milk. That's the one we don't say. All right. So let's take a look at these spelling bee words. Now, these are people from the Chicago 7, which were originally called the Chicago 8. Now, what is the Chicago 7? Well, these were 7 defendants. Now, this is a good word, defendant. This is someone who, in a case, has to say, I didn't do it. El acusado. Defendant. And then you have the plaintiff, which is el demandante. So the plaintiff and the defendant. Good work, good words to know. I hope you're never in a court case or a trial. Otra forma de decir un juicio is a trial, right? De hecho, se dice, if somebody's on trial, they're being judged. So if you're on trial, you are the defendant. They're asking you questions. You're the one who has to prove that you are innocent. All right. So the Chicago 7, we'll take a look at them individually. They were charged by the federal government. Now, charged is saying, has hecho este crimen, right? Este crimen. So they were charged with conspiracy, inciting to riot. Now, to riot is to cause, I forgot the word in Spanish, riot. It's a disturbance. A public disturbance would be the best way. Disturbio, desorden, pues mira. But it would be more normal to say the word riot. R-I-O-T. In fact, it's a double trouble because if I say, Nacho, you're a riot, that doesn't mean you're a big public disturbance. It means you're very funny. Piénsalo, you're a riot. Mucho ruido. So these guys were charged with conspiracy, inciting to riot, and other charges that were related to these anti-Vietnam War protests that took place, well, all over the country. But these specific ones were taking place in Chicago, in Illinois. Acordaos, la S es totalmente muda. Es una palabra india. No de India, digo Bengali. I mean like, you know, American Indian. So Illinois. And this was during the 1968. This is what made it. Because people riot, especially in the 60s. People were protesting. People were rioting. But what made this even more controversial, I would say, is that it was going on during the 1968 Democratic National Convention. And what happens at that moment? Well, the whole world is watching. All eyes on you. The cameras, you know, the spotlight is on Chicago. So the whole world was seeing this protest, you know. And, what happened was, now, why was it changed from Chicago 8 to Chicago 7? Well, they had to cut the budget a little bit. No. Tenían que hacer recortes. No, it's a joke. It's a joke. But the 8th man charged, his name was Bobby Seale. He had his trial severed. Okay. Severed means they say, okay, esto, aquí no hay ningún, right? To have your trial severed. Or we say a lot of times thrown out of court, right? So the number of defendants went from 8 to 7. So instead of being called the Chicago 8, as they were originally called, it was changed to the Chicago 7. And the trial resulted in 5 of the 7 of these people convicted, right? Convicted means you go to jail, right? You have to do, you have to pay for your crime, right? You're convicted for inciting riots. Now, they were all acquitted. Now, this is another great word to know. So if you're convicted of something, they're saying you're guilty. Great. I hope there's some lawyers listening. It's great vocabulary, right? So if you are convicted, you're guilty. If you are acquitted, okay, acquitted, I'm looking for it in Spanish, it's absuelto. absuelto, right? I know I've heard it before, but this is son palabras mayores. And as I said, I hope you'll never have to say Your Honor, Su Majestad. You know what I mean? I hope you never have to go on trial. I've been to court. Someone tried to sue me when I was in college, universidad. It was a car accident. And, well, this person saw an opportunity to make money from me. And she lied. And, well, her case was thrown out of court. So I had to go to a hearing. Esto es otra buena palabra. No me acuerdo cómo se dice esto ahora, Nacho. A hearing es preliminar. So this is basically una vista, audiencia, ¿no? What you do before you go to trial. So I'm lying. I'd never been in court. But I had to go to a hearing with lawyers and I had to defend myself. And then the judge made a decision to throw the case out of court. And he told the girl that she was lying, basically. And I could prove it. So that was crazy, man. That's when I realized, oh, you got to be really careful. Because, you know, especially in the States, there's this kind of sue culture. To sue es demandar, right? S-U-E. So, yeah, there we go, my amigo. So the Chicago 7. Now, the first name was Hoffman, Abby Hoffman. And this guy co-founded the Youth International Party, known as the Yippies, right? He was a leader in the Flower Power movement of the 60s, right? And in fact, most of you have seen Forrest Gump, right? You remember Forrest Gump and he's talking on a bullhorn, right? And he's talking to a crowd in Washington, D.C., in the National Mall. And there's a guy with curly hair saying, hey, man, we got to fight against Vietnam. That guy, well, it's not really him. It's an actor playing Abby Hoffman. So he was probably the most famous of the Chicago Seven. He was what you would call an anarchist, right? Abby Hoffman, again, the most well-known one. If you've seen Forrest Gump, they recreate a scene with him leading a protest, an anti-Vietnam protest. So he continued into the 1970s. He almost became an icon of sorts in the anti-war movement and the counterculture era in the United States. But he committed suicide in 1989. He overdosed. O como decimos, he OD'd, right, to overdose on pills. So that's not good. That's not good at all. The next one is Rubin, Jerry Rubin. He was a social activist. Again, all these guys were activists. You know, they were anti-Vietnam War. And, well, this guy, it's interesting because in the 60s and 70s, he was a hippie. You know, he was leading the hippie movement. And you know what he did in the 1980s, Nacho? He became a yuppie, like many hippies. So the hippies said, oh, no, 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 we're not doing consumerism. We're not doing capitalism. And then fast forward to the 1980s, and they were all working at IBM and driving BMWs. So, I've always loved the hippie ideals. Believe me, I love love and I love, you know, peace and all that stuff. I think the hippies in the 60s and 70s, at least in the United States, they gave the movement, they didn't give it a good reputation, you know, because some people ask, are you guys really about, you know, changing the world or you just want to do drugs and not work? You know what I mean? So, and then when you saw that many of them grew up and when the smoke cleared, the marijuana smoke, the weed smoke cleared, they all went and got real jobs. You know, so this is Jerry Rubin, R-U-B-I-N. The next one is David Dellinger. He was a pacifist, non-violent. He was looking to do his things, you know, without any violence, kind of like MLK, Martin Luther King, and others. Another one, David Dellinger. I don't know too much about him. Not too well known. As I said, Abby Hoffman, the most well known. The next one, Tom Hayden, H-A-Y-D-E-N. And, another political activist. He later became a senator. So here's See, now this guy was a hippie who said, okay, I want to change things. How do I change things? Okay, I can protest, but I can also get into politics myself. And I can change things by getting voted and then talking to the people. So he was on the California Senate. And, well, he was also married to Jane Fonda. That's pretty cool. You know, how many people? Now, another activist. Look at Jane Fonda. She's always being taken away in handcuffs, esposas, because of her activism. So it's no wonder that her and Tom Hayden were married for 17 years. The next one is John Freund's. Freund's. All right. A few of you made a mistake here. He's basically, what can we say about him? He learned chemistry after he got out of the whole hippie racket, and he went into chemistry and he taught at a college in Vermont. Remember, college is a false friend. Como os dije antes, college is university, not colegio, right? So, yeah, that is John Freund's. And the last one, Lee Wiener. All right, Wiener. Wiener is W-E-I-N-E-R. All right, Wiener, Lee Wiener. Now, this, you got to be careful with this word here, because there's another word that sounds exactly the same, but it's spelt differently. So this guy's name is W-E-I-N-E-R. The name I'm telling you, or the word I'm telling you, is W-I-E, o sea, E antes que la E. And they're spelt, they're pronounced the same. That is Wiener, and that is una salchicha de Frankfurt, o pizza, of course. So be careful. And there's another word that people confuse with this word. At least I've heard a lot of my students say, I am the Wiener. And I said, oh, I wouldn't call yourself that. Come on, man. Don't go so hard on yourself. You're not a wiener. You're a winner. Vamos a decir la diferencia, por favor. Vamos a decir, soy un ganador. I'm a winner. ¿Qué haces? I'm a winner. Winner. That's the sound. Winner. And I would like a wiener. And I'm not talking about a penis, guys. I'm talking about a hot dog. Get your minds out of the gutter. Eso es lo que decimos... Que eres mal pensado, we say, get your mind out of the gutter. Saca tu mente de la alcantarilla. All right, well, guys, excellent job on the spelling bee, but we've got to keep moving along. And I think it's time for a section where we learn English with music, folks. It's time for Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name. Name that lyric only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name. It's name that lyric only on the show with no name.
That's right, amigos. It's Name That Lyric on the show with no name. Hope you guys are having a good time. Hope you're learning as well. Fran Javier says, do you know how I learned the word hearing, Alberto? And he says, reading Harry Potter. Great. So what's the lesson? Well, read more. The more you read, the more you learn new words, even in your own language. So yeah, that's a good word too, because if you're, you know, your hearing is como oyes. No, I'm losing my hearing, right? From working, on the radio, right? I'm losing my hearing. But also, as we said, a hearing is in legal terms, vista o audiencia. So that's a double trouble, by the way. Maybe we'll see that. Guys, when I say that's a double trouble, it usually means you're going to see it down the road. So pay attention. All right, here we go, guys. Today's Name That Lyric, real simple. What I do is give you a song lyric in Spanish, and you guys tell me the name of the song and the name of the artist. Are you ready? Okay, if you want to participate, it's on Twitter. I'm Alberto Alonso. Remember, tomorrow we'll be streaming live on Instagram. My Instagram is Alberto_Alonso, and Vaughn's is Grupo_Vaughn, right? _siendo_bajo. Here we go. ¿Te preocupa que no les caes bien? ¿Cuánto tiempo hasta que te derrumbes? Estás contento porque sonríes, pero ¿cuánto puedes falsificar? Un chico ordinario, un nombre cotidiano. Pero ordinario no es lo suficiente hoy en día. Solo, lo dice 10 veces, estoy pensando, ¿por qué ha muerto Superman? ¿Es solo en mi cabeza o es solo mi imaginación? Sí, nos reiremos en vez de eso. ¿Te preocupas por el tiempo? ¿Y si debes o no debes odiar? ¿Te preocupa tu fe? Ponte de rodillas y obedece. ¿Estás contento? ¿Estás enamorado? ¿Necesitas alguien a quien odiar? Una chica ordinaria, una cintura ordinaria. Pero ordinario no es lo suficiente hoy en día. ¿Alguien sabe de verdad que el mundo es un metro? ¿Ok? El mundo es un metro. All right. Let's see. Mohammed says, I am a winner of a wiener. Hey, sometimes. Think about this. Every 4th of July, Mohammed, in Coney Island, Brooklyn, they have the wiener eating contest. So the person who eats the most wieners is the winner. Good way to remember it. Let's see if anybody has figured out today's Name That Lyric. Now, as I always tell you guys, aquí tenéis otro double trouble. It pays to pay attention. Vale la pena prestar atención. It pays to pay attention here on the show because if you were paying attention, I mentioned this group yesterday. Well, not me, my guest. By chance, casualidad, mentioned this yesterday. So this was pure luck on my part because I prepared that part of the script already. So if you were paying attention yesterday, I think I said the name of this group. I know I said the name of this group, and I maybe even said the name of the song as well. All right, let's take a look here on Twitter. Our winners, ladies and gentlemen, unbelievable. So many of you participating. Give it up for Paloma, Jaster, Sue, H. Veronica as well. Excellent job, my amigos. All right, so here we go then. The group is called Our Lady Peace, right? Now, when I first heard the name of the group, I thought it was like a religious thing. Nuestra Señora Paz. You know, Our Lady. It reminds me of the Catholic schools. I had my cousins went to Our Lady, you know, Fatima of all, you know. That's where you hear that a lot. Our Lady of the Divine Intervention. Our Lady, right? Nuestra Señora. So that's where that name is. Our Lady Peace. Nuestra Señora Paz. Sounds very, very religious. And the name of the song is Superman is Dead. Now, that's pretty crazy. Superman's dead, but, well, what does that mean? Well, it kind of means that innocence is dead. You know, the simplicity of life is dead, right? So he's using Superman as kind of like a parable to tell that. Right. The lead singer, Rain Maida, it's a cool name, Rain. Es lluvia, pero con una E al final. Rain Maida said about this song that it's hard to be a kid growing up surrounded by, ¿no? envuelto de, media, TV images, and outside pressure to look and feel a certain way. And what he said is, you know, the song was relevant when he wrote it in 1997, but it's never been more relevant than now. It's hard, I think, being a kid now. And this is, he goes on to say, y sigue, that's probably the genius of this song. not by any part on me, saying it's not, I mean, I'm not the genius. He goes, but just the fact that I think the trend has got, la tendencia, has gotten even tougher for kids these days. Más difícil aún para los chavales hoy. It seems that if you talk about the world going faster, my analogy back then was the subway. So he was saying the world's a subway. No para. Sigues, te bajas, te subes y vamos, right? So that's what he meant by the world is a subway. El mundo es un metro. And he says now it's like we've hit light speed. Que vamos a velocidad luz. He says with ADD and technology. What is ADD? Attention deficit disorder. So he's saying, he says, just to stay focused for 20 minutes, I can hardly do it. He says, you're just inundated and our senses are on overload for sure. So it's true. It's a song about growing up and how it's not getting easier. You know, we think technology's making our lives easier, but also, it's making us more distracted, less able to concentrate for a long time. We don't know what it's like to be bored anymore. That's a good thing to be bored sometimes, you know? All right, well, you're never going to be bored here on the show with no name, I can guarantee, because we've got so much more still to come. But right now, we're going to a quick commercial break. So, stick around. Vaughn Radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Augen Radio. Tienes una nueva oportunidad para descubrir las claves del éxito. Porque si tu objetivo es poner en marcha un proyecto y alcanzar el éxito como líder de equipos, no puedes faltar a una nueva convocatoria del seminario Emprender y Liderar, las claves del éxito. Seminario sobre emprendimiento y liderazgo con dos ponentes de lujo, Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado. El miércoles 19 de febrero, de 16:30 a 20:30 horas, en la oficina central de Grupo Vaughan, en la calle Orense 69, primera planta. Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/seminario.
Este verano, apúntalos a un campamento en el que se divierten de verdad. Apúntalos a un campamento de inglés Vaughan. Tenemos un montón de opciones. Campamentos en plena naturaleza, campamentos multiaventura y mucho más. Y todo en inglés. Y para todas las edades. Llámanos.
91-133-5832. O si lo prefieres, ven a la calle Orense 69, primera planta. O a la calle Arapiles 18.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. 91-133-5832.
El MIP, o Máster en Inglés Profesional, está diseñado para los alumnos más exigentes, para aquellos cuyo futuro profesional requiere un alto nivel de inglés hablado y escrito, para aquellos que están dispuestos a ponerse en serio con el inglés con dedicación exclusiva. Se trata de un programa intensivo de 5 meses de duración que al finalizar el alumno habrá estado en contacto con el inglés durante más de 1000 horas, repartidas entre clases presenciales, horas de estudio y horas de inmersión en Vaughan Town. Y recuerda que tienes una prueba de nivel gratuita para determinar tu nivel de inglés oral y escrito. Llámanos ahora al 911-335833. 911-335833.
Campamentos Vaughan son campamentos residenciales de 1 o 2 semanas donde los niños van y se lo pasan bomba, con actividades, con juegos, con manualidades. Hablan en inglés constantemente con monitores angloparlantes y ni se dan cuenta que están aprendiendo inglés. Los niños se trasladan desde Madrid a los diferentes campamentos que tenemos en toda España y aparte tienen pensión completa en cada uno de nuestros campamentos. Los niños se levantan, desayunan y enseguida se ponen con las actividades lúdicas, no clases. clases, porque llevan todo el año con clases y lo que quieren ahora en verano es pasárselo bien en inglés, claro. Después, por la tarde, tienen talleres, talleres para preparar las actividades nocturnas. Los niños se lo pasan genial.
¿Tienes niños? Pues, ¿qué mejor forma que aprendan inglés que haciendo lo que más les gusta? En nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés se divertirán participando en un sinfín de variadísimas actividades en un entorno seguro y 100% angloparlante, acompañados en todo momento de monitores Vaughan. Campamentos de verano para niños. No abandones tu inglés.
Las plazas vuelan, así que llama ya al 91-133-5832. 91-133-5832.
Ven a una masterclass de Richard Vaughan el 27 de febrero a las 18:30 horas en Barcelona, en la Casa del Libro de Rambla Cataluña 37. Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/eventos. Entrada gratuita.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio. Do you want to improve your English?